Green.
Green.
Good evening. Anyways, welcome everyone tonight. You know what? I was thinking about what am I going to start off with this morning, this evening, and I thought, you know, everybody's going to stand up and give each other a hug and say, "I'm glad I'm here tonight." So let's do that. Let's stand up and welcome each other. welcome each other. Yeah. Good. Now, doesn't that feel good? It really does. It feels good to do that and to welcome each other and just have that warm hug, eh? So it's a good start. I'm going to make a couple announcements, and then I'm going to pray. But if you're new to our church, the washrooms are on the, they're through these doors, I guess, eh? Through these doors. The last door is over there. The girls have their tables set up for jewelry, so maybe don't go through those doors tonight. Just go through these doors or the back doors, and then through the auditorium on the other side of the building. So the washrooms are just over to the east, I guess, eh? So tonight we're going to hear about some testimonies from two ladies from Teen Challenge. We also have a jewelry table that's available this evening. So if you're interested in doing a little bit of Christmas shopping, this is a great opportunity, and it's also a great opportunity to support this ministry that the girls have been in. So, and they've got some really nice stuff. I've just kind of looked at it a little bit, but it's beautiful. So I'm sure you'll love it. We also have a prayer room tonight. So, you know, if there's something that you want us to pray about, we have a couple ladies that have offered to pray, and we have a prayer room in the far corner over there. So you're more than welcome to go there and share with them and ask them for prayer, and they would just love to pray with you. It would be awesome. What else do I have? I think that's about it. And then we're going to have some refreshments also. We do have some refreshments afterwards, so everyone is welcome to stay and enjoy some good treats. So I'm going to start off with a prayer. We're going to open up in prayer tonight. I'm sorry, I've had a long day, so I keep saying morning. It's usually how I start off my morning. But anyways, we're going to pray. Lord God, tonight, Lord, this is an evening where, Lord, we want to dedicate this night to you, Lord. Lord, it's about you and only you, Lord. So tonight, as we come together as women of faith, I pray, Father, that our hearts will be still to hear your voice tonight. I pray, Lord, that we will hear that small voice that speaks to us in the deep recesses of our heart, Lord. So tonight, Father, I just thank you for this, for a Teen Challenge and the women that have come to share their hearts with us, Lord, and also the testimonies that they have prepared, Lord. You're the transforming God. You're the God who changes lives and takes us from the ashes to the heights of heaven, and I just praise you for that, Lord. So tonight, Lord, we just want to commit this night to you. We thank you for it, Lord, and we just ask you your presence to be upon us in a mighty way tonight, Lord. So we give you praise and we give you honor for who you are. You're an awesome God, a great God, a faithful God, and we just give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, and we're going to do some singing.
Thank you so much, ladies. That was wonderful worship and praise. May the Lord's name have been lifted up on high through that to this evening. It's my privilege and honor to welcome Teen Challenge here this evening. It's been quite a Yeah, just about now. It's been quite a few months of going back and forth, and there's been some challenges along the way, but here we are, and after all, it's all about the Lord, and it's his plans that have brought this together tonight. Teen Challenge is a part of a network of faith-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation centers across Canada. There's more than 1,000 locations worldwide, so it is a huge network of ministry. The program has a strong faith-based approach and offers spiritual, academic, and vocational training. It's a 12-month program. It's a residential program. The rehabilitation program is for men and women as well. In our case this evening, it is women, but there are men's centers spread out all around the world as well. Their mission is to help individuals overcome addiction and reach their full potential in society. So not only are they rehabilitated, but they are equipped to go out there and be part of the workforce, have their place in society. So it is an amazing, amazing program. If you've never been to the facility, I encourage you to go. I was there several years ago now, and it is amazing what is happening there with these women. The Women's Center in Aurora, which is where Tracy and her team are from, opened its doors in the late summer of 2008. There are a 25-bed facility, and currently there are 19 students that are currently enrolled in the program. So hope lives at Teen Challenge, and lives are being changed. Please come up and share how your lives have been changed through the ministry. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good evening to everyone. We are so grateful to be here this evening. And so grateful also for the hospitality and the welcome that we received when we got in here. It was quite an adventure, actually, to leave the Aurora Teen Challenge and make our way here. I trusted in a GPS and took a little bit of a... You know how some GPS have a purple road? Well, we were off-roading, even on the GPS, so it was quite an adventure, let me tell you. But we made it, and we were a little bit scattered and rushed when we got here, but it was just indicative of it's not about us. It's about the Lord Jesus, right? And our purpose and plan about being here tonight is to lift high the name of Jesus. So Scripture reminds me that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And that's how we've come tonight. That was a great introduction, Nina. We are indeed a faith-based program where Jesus Christ is the center. For those of you hearing about us for the first time tonight, no matter what you do here, and no matter what we could argue about in society today, you cannot argue with the transformed life. See, the Lord is using Teen Challenge as an effective tool, and he's helping individuals overcome addiction. And he is restoring the lives of many. And my life is one of those. I'm going to ask you, Kyle, to play a Media That Matters piece, please. And if you could bring your attention to the screen, I'm going to share a little bit more in a minute. I apologize for the darkness in that video. But I believe that the light of Christ shines through, regardless of how that came across on the screen. Words cannot adequately describe to you how unfathomable it is that I'm standing here. First of all, an ambassador for Christ and representing a ministry such as Teen Challenge. No doubt about it. To give you a little bit further of a history, I grew up in what most people would call a stable home. Having been wounded young because of sexual interference, the boundaries that were meant to exist from birth were violated, and I matured lacking the ability to trust. Because I was living with major insecurities and held captive by a root of rejection, not having the tools or the ability to cope, I chose to rebel. I was labeled a troublemaker, a bad influence, and a variety of other unwholesome titles that caused me more pain and disillusion. My perception was clouded from as far back as I can remember. I sought to escape the reality of how I felt about myself. I craved oblivion, and I sometimes experienced it through alcohol and drugs. My first child was born when I was 15, and by the time I was 20, I was the mother of two. I entertained a cycle of abuse that led to many stints at shelters for abused women and their children. That, along with my fraudulent behavior and the criminal element that I was involved with, brought a lot of disorder to my home. Life was chaotic, for sure. And with each passing year and a steady flow of wrong choices, life's circumstances deteriorated. What was minimal drug use in the beginning became excessive near the end. I was severely addicted to pain medication, and I'd become dependent on intravenous drug use. Never had I imagined that this is where my life choices would have taken me. Attempting to ignore the hurt, I developed pretense with everyone, most of all myself. The inward torment worsened, and the hunger for destruction intensified. Strongholds developed in my life that kept me in bondage for many years. Before I came to Teen Challenge, my life wasn't spiraling out of control. It was out of control. Physically, I couldn't have handled much more, and medically, I was in rough shape. The complications of diabetes were ever increasing. I had already reached stage 2 and phase 2 of hepatitis C. Mentally, I was extremely unstable, and emotionally, I was exhausted. By the grace of God, and through His miraculous intervention, and the program of Teen Challenge, I've been given new life. Praise you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. Well, I stand here before you this evening, a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old is gone, and the new has come. By the grace of God, I'm walking in freedom and victory. For the past 6 years, glory to you, Lord Jesus, I see here tonight somebody who had supported me, even in my program, going back 6 years ago. One of the first faces I saw tonight was, I know you. I used to be your sponsor. How is your family? How are your children? Wow. Somebody who not only recognized the ability through Christ to have that new life, someone who encouraged me and supported me through it. That's, can't beat that. The team that has come tonight to share with you personal testimony, two beautiful trophies of God's grace, who I'm privileged to journey with, Cherish and Ashley. And Cherish, could you come forward, love? Please help me to welcome Cherish. She's going to share with you.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for having us here. I'm honored to be able to share a little bit about what God has done in my life and how I came to Teen Challenge. So as mentioned, my name is Cherish. I'm 26 years old, and I was born in Toronto. After I was born, I was placed into foster care because my biological mother had a long history of drug abuse and criminal activity. I was raised by my grandparents, who did a wonderful job of raising me, and I was brought up in a loving Christian home. My father was rarely around and had little interest in me, and I never saw my mother. However, my grandparents took these roles on and fulfilled them to the best of their ability. Growing up, I attended church on a regular basis and enjoyed Sunday school. I did well in school, both academically and athletically. My home life was positive for the most part. My grandparents loved me to the fullest extent and provided for all my needs. I only knew about my biological mother what I was told, that she had drug problems and it was best if I wasn't around her. I longed to have that mother-daughter connection that I saw other girls have with their mothers. I told my grandparents that when I got older, I was going to find my mother and meet her, but I never got that chance. In May of the year 2000, when I was 10 years old, my mother was murdered. My grandma found out because the murder was on the local news. I never cried and I never grieved. I literally shrugged and moved on with my life. This coping mechanism of complete emotional detachment and shutdown became a part of my personality. I used it to deal with my constant feelings of rejection and abandonment. Although I never knew my mother, her death still affected me, even though I refused to acknowledge it. An undercurrent of pure rage, anger, and hatred began to build inside me. I felt sorry, I felt like God had cheated me out of a relationship with my mother that I was entitled to. I stopped attending church and Sunday school. By the time I was in high school, my grades had slipped to the point where I failed grades 11 and 12 and had been suspended multiple times for being intoxicated at school. My behavior became violent, disrespectful, and abusive towards my grandparents. Around this time, my grandfather was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and we had to put him into a nursing home. After high school, I had no plans. I just coasted for a little while, working at a part-time job. I was introduced to cocaine and began using it on a regular basis. I enjoyed the feeling it gave me of being confident, more social, and energetic. My alcohol consumption increased as well, and I used these in combination with other party drugs like MDMA. I loved the fact that I could use these drugs and still function. In fact, I felt like I functioned better high on cocaine than sober. Even though my addictions were gaining more traction in my life at this time, I still felt like I should do something with my life. My God-given ambition kicked in. I had always wanted to be a police officer, so I applied to the Police Foundation's program, which I thoroughly enjoyed. However, after my first semester, during Christmas break, I made a decision that would fast-track my downward spiral into addiction. I made the decision to go and see a friend I had not seen in a while because I was bored. I knew that she also did cocaine, and I had some, and I didn't want to use alone that night, so I went to see her. She was now using crack, and I was introduced to it that night. I was instantly hooked the first time I smoked it. From that point on, my entire life became a facade. I continued to go to college, and I managed to graduate with a decent grade point average and kept my part-time job, but I had a dirty secret. I was now a binge user of crack cocaine. Within a couple months of graduating, I got a full-time security job in downtown Toronto. I was driving a company car and received use of force, handcuff, and baton training. I would work for 4 to 5 days straight, and then on my 4 to 5 days off, binge on crack. I would be out for that whole time without telling my grandmother where I was, or even calling home, causing her sleepless nights and worry. My grandma had so much on her plate already, with my grandfather's condition steadily declining and a granddaughter crippled by drug use, not to mention my aggressive physical, emotional, and financial abuse towards her. When I was home, my drug use caused my behavior to become so erratic that my grandma called the police multiple times out of fear for her life. Even in my addiction and during my violent outbursts, I would hear her calling out to God and literally praying for me as I raged around the apartment threatening to kill her. I lived a double life as a young woman aspiring to become a police officer, working a high-level security job with my foot in the door of a promising career, and then the flip side was a crack cocaine addict who indulged in criminal activity to support her habit when the paycheck dried up. By now, God was completely out of the equation, and as far as I was concerned, I lived a very self-centered life, and it was all about me. In October of 2015, my grandfather died. My downward spiral now became a full-throttle nosedive. I loved my grandfather very much, and we had been close. He was like a father to me, and it hurt me to watch him decline over the years. After he died, I basically gave up. My facade quickly began to crumble. I was involved in a domestic assault with my boyfriend that ended our relationship. I was fired from my job. After I lost my job, I sold my car and went on a 2-week binge. All this happened in a 2-month time period, and when I attempted to come home, my grandma had finally had enough. She refused to let me in. I harassed her until she called our pastor and had him intervene. Grandma said she would only allow me to come home if I got help, to which I agreed. Our pastor got us in touch with Teen Challenge in December, and I began the application process. I had time to reflect on my life as I was getting ready to arrive at Teen Challenge for my intake date. I began to recognize the many times the hand of God was active in my life, protecting me and causing things to happen a certain way for his purpose. And on March 21st of 2016, I walked through the doors of Teen Challenge. I'm reestablishing my relationship with God. I am rediscovering who I am in Christ. I'm not an addict. I'm not an abuser. I'm not unworthy. I am a child of God, a daughter of the Most High. Restoration is happening where I never thought it would, between me and my dad. Forgiveness is happening where I never thought it would, forgiveness of myself for all the abuse I put my grandma through and the other sins I've committed. My priorities are in the process of being reversed to line up with God's priorities, and my mind is being renewed as I dig deeper into His Word. I'm developing positive relationships, and my focus is now on how I can grow as a Christian. Being at Teen Challenge is not only benefiting me, but also my grandma, who has loved me unconditionally and stood by me throughout my addiction. This is my second chance at life and eternal life, and I look forward to continuing to grow in my walk with Jesus. Thank you for listening.
If I were to ask for a show of hands, which I'm not going to do, but if I were to ask for a show of hands of who here this evening knows somebody who's struggling with addiction, or knows somebody whose life is affected by another person's addiction, or maybe, just maybe, someone in here this evening who right at this moment in time is struggling with addiction, I think we would prove that we have an epidemic on our hands. Drug addiction and alcohol abuse is prevalent in our society today. The damage caused is colossal, and lives are being destroyed. But I say that not to be a discouragement, but to say that Teen Challenge offers hope. See, Teen Challenge is much, much, much more than a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. It is a discipleship program. We believe that it's biblical truth and a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus that sets our students free. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. I'm going to ask one more time, Kyle, if you could show an overview video. I had meant to do this earlier on, but I'm going to give you more of a window into the actual program, the facility, and what happens in our midst, okay? So we opened our doors the late summer of 2008, and we're just outside of, we're in King City, just outside of Aurora. Since 2008, we have had over 70 graduations. Praise God, 70 lives changed forever. See, whether somebody is in the program a day or a week or a month, the truth of the matter is that they get introduced to the only one who saves. And that's Jesus Christ, right? When a man or a woman yields to an almighty God, change is inevitable. And we acknowledge that it's Jesus Christ who is the change agent. Scripture says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what happens at Teen Challenge. I see lives come in broken. I was a broken life. Still broken. The Lord continues to bring wholeness and health into my life. It's a journey. But I know I'm no longer alone on that journey. He's taken us by the hand. Our program is highly structured, and there's definitely an established routine. But it's also tailored to meet individual needs. We were all created uniquely. And although we come with many of similar issues, we oftentimes have roots that only exist for us, right? Our program has three phases. It has an induction phase at the beginning of the program, and it has a training phase, and it has a transition phase where students are given further privileges, and they start transitioning back into society to get their footing again. Because we are immersed at Teen Challenge, but it's what's necessary. Ashley is in the transition phase of her program, so she's nearing graduation. Let's welcome Ashley as she comes to share.
Good evening. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Romans 8:38. My name is Ashley, I'm 29, and I'm from Nova Scotia. And this is my story of how destruction through sin caused my life to turn upside down. The early foundations of my life have been built on love out of a close family relationship with both my parents and my two younger sisters. My first year of high school started out with me transferring schools, which meant making new friends and trying to fit in. At this time, I began to struggle with typical high school situations, and peer pressure for acceptance took hold. With the passing of my grandfather, I became very angry and confused. And not long after his passing, I lost my mother emotionally. Even though she was there physically, I lost the mother I once knew. My mom had fallen into a deep depression. I had every materialistic thing I could have ever wanted, but the one thing I was missing was the relationship with my mom. I began my destruction through sin here with the use of alcohol and marijuana, not having to deal with my reality at home. I fell in love with my high school sweetheart, and at the age of 16, I became pregnant with our daughter. This created many new challenges, and my whole perspective on life changed. By the time I was 24, we were blessed with two more beautiful children. Being a mother was more than I ever expected it to be. It showed me how precious life really is, what unconditional love really meant, and the memories I have with them are priceless. My 11-year relationship with the father of my children came to an end due to my dishonesty and our lack of communication. This left me feeling worthless, empty, and broken. I made a promise that night that I would never love again, and my heart grew cold. But the one thing I didn't realize at the time of making this promise was that my children were going to be deeply affected by it. With addiction in full force, I gave up on the perfect family dream and was lured into what appeared to be a glamorous world of carefree pleasures found in methamphetamines and cocaine. The drug numbed the pain I was feeling inside and also allowed me to feel like I was on top of the world, and it allowed me to be who I thought I needed to be. In choosing this lifestyle, I was faced with the hardest, most painful decision of my life, and that was giving up my parental rights, signing primary care of my children over to their father so he could provide them a stable home, which I could not. The worst moment of my life came when I had been at a party and I had gone to bed early, only to wake up to realize that I had been taken advantage of. The one question I kept having was, why me? I thought this was God's way of punishing me for all the wrongs that I had done. With my addiction in full throttle, I became someone I didn't recognize. I hated who I'd become and witnessed unspeakable things. I lost all self-worth and respect, and my morals were non-existent. I believed that I was hopeless, unlovable, and lost in the shadows of darkness. I didn't belong in the world, and there was no future for me. Within 4 years, I had lost everything that had ever meant anything to me, including all contact with my once close family and my precious children. Shame and guilt consumed me. I found my rock bottom in a jail cell. Desperate and alone, I cried out to God, and without knowing, his radiant light began to shine into my darkness. And God said, "Let there be light, life-saving, glorious light." Genesis 1:3. God put amazing Christian people in my path, my grandmother being one of them. She never gave up on the plans that God had for me and led me to the Lord in November of last year. This was only the beginning. God's work is never finished. I said goodbye to everything I've ever known. I kissed my children and my family, and I entered Teen Challenge on February 22nd, 2016, and I had been clean and sober for 9 months. Since surrendering my life to Jesus, he has done more than just fix me. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, I've become a new creation. I have received healing in the deepest parts of my heart and have experienced forgiveness both for myself and towards others. This freedom has finally allowed me to be the me I've always wanted to be. I have seen my prayers answered, and I have put my full trust in the hands of God for my future. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. God has replaced my hopelessness with hope. He has brought light to my darkness. And God really does love me with his unfailing love and is showing me how to love myself. God has taken the scales off my eyes, and I am seeing things the way that God has intended them to be. God has reunited and restored relationships with my family, and I have the three most important people back in my life, and I'm their mom. What I thought was impossible has become possible. What I thought has been lost has been found, and what I thought was broken has been healed. My life has been taken from destruction through sin to restoration in him. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strengths. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Thank you.
You want to take your testimony? Oh. No matter how many times I have the privilege of going to churches or organizations and standing beside these women sharing and listening to the, you know, just evidencing the redeeming power of God's love. That's what we've done tonight. We've witnessed the redeeming power of God's love. There was a popular theme, and it wasn't intentional, but the popular theme that I was hearing tonight was the lack of worth. The lack of worth and the deception that we were under. And I know that all I believed was lies. And by hearing your guys' testimony tonight, that's what you were believing was lies. And that satisfaction and fulfillment could be found in a substance. But the satisfaction and fulfillment can only be found in Jesus Christ. Having gone through this program, having the opportunity now to pour back into the lives of the women that come in through the doors can overwhelm me and often does. Talk about rescue and redemption. The world doesn't have what it takes, folks. That's found in Him. We currently have 18 students at the Teen Challenge Center in Aurora, all at different places. But each one is met with love and acceptance, the support and the encouragement that it takes to journey. It's not an easy program. It's a commitment, right? It's a commitment. So believe me when I say that we covet your prayers. It was through prayer that this ministry was birthed. It is the prayers of the faithful that sustain us. And it's going to be those prayers that propel us forward and empower us to do the work that God has called us to do. It's front lines ministry. It's what it is. You take 15, 20 women and remove from them every coping mechanism that existed. Let that raw reality surface. But it's the healing balm of Gilead that does the work. Praise you, Jesus. When you came in this evening to tonight's event, you were given both a brochure and a bulletin insert. So I want you to just look at this brochure for a minute. I'm not going to spend too much time at it. What that says is get involved, change a life. So what this is our sponsorship program. And the video mentioned that it's $40 a month. And that's a commitment too, right? It's what enables us to operate. It's our bread and butter, so to speak, of the ministry. What a sponsorship means for someone like you would be that commitment of a $40 a month pledge, right? But what you get to do also is write letters of encouragement to the students that are at the center, and you would also receive quarterly updates on their progress. And what's real exciting, you get an invitation to their graduation, and it's an opportunity for you to see firsthand the transformation that has occurred in that life. So I want you to prayerfully consider that, and we're going to leave these with you. You've got them, so we'll leave that with you. But I want to say not only by getting involved are you changing a life, oftentimes you'd be saving one. Okay, so I want you to remember that. If you wanted to contribute financially anyway to this ministry, we're there at that resource table in the room that's set up there, so please feel free to come forward, or if you have any questions, I'm there to answer those as well. You'll see that we have a jewelry display out there, and I got to mention that I actually forgot to pack a Moneris machine so we could offer you the service of credit card or debit, and I'm disappointed in myself for that, but we do accept cash, and we will accept checks, and if there's something that you really, really, really got to have on those table, we'll work something out, okay? We'll do some kind of IOU, but like, go easy. You'll also see this insert. I want you to take special notice to this. You're not so far away that you couldn't attend this, and let me tell you that it will bless your socks off. This event is our annual Home for Christmas concert, and it's the Men's Teen Challenge in London and the Women's Teen Challenge in Aurora. They combine efforts, and they put off such a presentation that will be unforgettable for you. They will minister to you through music and drama and testimony, and I don't know. The impact that evening has had on my own life, on the students that are in the program, but but of those people just like you who come and take part in that, it's pretty unforgettable. So I want you to consider that, okay? We have a location in, where are you closest to? Cambridge, Toronto, yep. So Tyndale in Toronto, it's December 10th, and there's two shows. So there's a 2 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show, and tickets are already on sale. So you'll see the web address on this. You'll also see a phone number, a toll-free number, and I have business cards at the table if you wanted to take one of them and inquire. We're here to help you, okay? There are other ways for you to get involved with Teen Challenge from the various fundraisers, like our Christmas concert. We have golf tournaments and motorcycle rides, but also volunteers. Like, sometimes we need volunteers to help us with special events, or maybe even come and be like a community support workers kind of thing, participating with students' programming. Maybe you're a tutor, and we have somebody that's needing help with the GED study. You know, we need partnership is what we need, because none of us can do this journey alone. So I'm gonna wrap up from there and offer this microphone back to Nina, but I want to thank you on behalf of myself, these ladies, and the Teen Challenge Ministry as a whole for even the support you've lended to us tonight by your attendance here. Thank you so much for letting me share.
There, that's better. For nothing is impossible with God, is it? Thank you so much, ladies, for sharing from your heart, sharing what the Lord has done. The light of the Lord just shines through all three of you. I just wish you the best as you beginning to graduate and as you continue through your time at Teen Challenge. And I know the Lord's got great and mighty work for you to do ahead. Yeah, amen to that. I'm just going to close in prayer, and then we have a short video that we'll close off the evening with. But don't leave just yet. We've got time in the fellowship hall. Please stay with, join us, and get to know us a little better, get to know the ladies here a little better, and spend some time with us. So I'm just going to close in a word of prayer. Lord God, you are an awesome and amazing God, Father. Lord, you hold us in the palm of your hand. You've written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father God. Oh, what words, what thank, like, thank you means nothing, Lord. How can we even begin to imagine, Lord God, what you have given up for us, Lord, for the lost sinners, Father, that are just so broken and in such need of you, Lord God. Father, you pick us up from the depths, Lord God, and you lift us to the highest high. You're with us in the valleys, and you're with us in the mountaintop, Lord God. And through it all, you know, your glory shines through, Lord. You bring honor and glory and praise to yourself, Father. And we thank you for that. We thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Lord. If there's anyone here, Lord God, that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, oh God, may these testimonies, Father, resonate in their hearts. May they not leave this place tonight without surrendering their life to Christ, because you are the only way. You are the only way. You are the truth and the life, Father. And no one comes to the Father but through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who left his throne on high, Father, and hung on that cross to take on the sin of the world, Lord God, so that we wouldn't have to, so that you made a way for us to come home to you. God, we just thank you for that. We thank you for this evening. We thank you that your name was lifted up high in this place. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit here, Lord God. Father, keep us safe, Lord, as we travel home. Be with the team as they have quite a journey ahead of them, Lord. Keep them on the right path so they don't get lost. And keep that GPS going in the right direction, Father. We thank you for this evening. We pray that this evening was a sweet aroma, Lord, to your nostrils, Lord God. All praise, honor, and glory go to you, our Lord and Savior. In his most precious and holy name, amen.